Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning we have a reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 through 17, and verses 23 through 25. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. Of those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread through all of Syria. And they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. This morning, our reading, this gospel reading from Matthew, calls us to a very pivotal point in Jesus' ministry life. Up until this point, Jesus had showed up on the scene, and his cousin, John the Baptist, continued to proclaim his message of repentance. But while he was doing that, he was also pointing people towards Jesus. When we look at the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus does begin working some signs and wonders before his cousin is arrested. However, it isn't until this moment that Jesus hears that John has been arrested, that he knows that things are changing, things are shifting, and it's time for him to act. This must have been a hard moment for Jesus. Jesus knew that the moment that his cousin was arrested would be the moment that he'd probably be sentenced to death, would be a moment that he would no longer have that closeness with him. It also meant for Jesus that it was time for him to start stepping into the light. In fact, we get this very idea from the reference that Matthew makes to the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, when he says that the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. The people had been waiting for years, decades, centuries for the light to come, for the Savior to come. And when he comes, when he came, Jesus didn't hold anything back. It says when he traveled around the region, he healed and cured every disease and illness among the people. Every disease and illness. Every disease and illness. That's crazy. That means that people who were living in that place had every disease and illness healed. Because when the light enters into darkness, the darkness can't do anything else but submit to the light. When you bring a lighted candle into a dark room, the darkness can't come on to the light. The light can only spread to the darkness. And so Jesus enters into this area, this world that was so dark, so caged in, so broken, and he sheds his light on everything. And as a result of this, crowds grow. Crowds follow him. They want to see more. Brothers and sisters, in our light, we live in a world of darkness. In our lives, the world around us is so challenged and broken, and we are called to be that light. Jesus tells us, at a different point in the Gospels that you are the light of the world. Jesus doesn't say that lightly, no pun intended. Jesus wants us to go forth and be who he was in the world and bring peace and joy and security, to bring healing and redemption and freedom to people who are living in darkness, who need a great light. Brothers and sisters, let us go forth today and be that light in the world. Let us be that light as Jesus has called us to be. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.